Death and the Woman by Gertrude Atherton, narrated by Rachel Fulginetti.
Her husband was dying, and she was alone with him. Nothing could exceed the desolation of her surroundings. She and the man who was going from her were in the third floor back of a New York boarding house. It was summer, and the other boarders were in the country. All the servants except the cook had been dismissed, and she, when not working, slept profoundly on the fifth floor. The landlady also was out of town on a brief holiday. The window was open to admit the thick, unstirring air. No sound rose from the row of long, narrow yards, nor from the tall, deep houses annexed. The latter deadened the rattle of the streets. At intervals, the distant elevated lumbered protestingly along, its grunts and screams muffled by the hot, suspended ocean. She sat there, plunged in the profoundest grief that can come to the human soul. For in all other agony, hope flickers, however forlornly. She gazed dully at the unconscious breathing form of the man who had been friend and companion and lover. During 5 years of youth, too vigorous and hopeful to be warped by uneven fortune, it was wasted by disease. The face was shrunken. The night garment hung loosely about a body which had never been disfigured by flesh, but had been muscular with exercise and full-blooded with health. She was glad that the body was changed.